The snarling traffic is just not an issue, is it? Well, the traffic is about 15 steps from my bedroom to my office. And being that I live alone, there's nobody to bump into or turn on yellow lights or red lights. So it's all go.
Wow. Well, I'm curious. You've been on all these radio talk shows. So would you tell us, like, who needs the talk show guests and why?
Well, the whole thing got started over 12 years ago when I had written a book. I co-authored this book with Judy at that time. We were married. This book was called How to Get the Job You Really Want and Get Employers to Call You.
That sounds interesting.
So after we published this book ourselves, my next question is, now how do we sell it? Well, bookstores are not the way, because if you go to a bookstore through a distributor, it takes 104 days on the average to get paid. That was back in the olden days. It takes longer than that now.
Ooh.
So one evening I was reading a magazine and I saw this little one ad that says, authors wanted for radio interviews. So it was like midnight, so I had to wait till the next morning. I called this fellow in New York and he says, yep, I'm a publicist. And I book people on talk shows, and I charge them $60 a show. So right away, I said, well, give me 3 shows. He laughed at me, and he says, Joe, it doesn't work that way. I said, what do you mean? He says, 20-show minimum. Ooh, I said, you mean you want $1,200? He says, yep, and I guarantee my work, and I'll send you references and all that. So he did, and I did. So I scraped up $1,200, Ken, sent him 20 copies of my book, How to Get the Job You Really Want. And he booked me on 20 shows. And you know, I'm glad he didn't let me book 3 shows. Because I had booked 3 shows, and I booked 3 more. My 6th show was so bad, it was on a Chicago station. 6 minutes into a 30-minute interview, this guy hung up on me.
Oh.
Whoa. I was stuttering. I said, wait a minute, I paid for this.
Yeah.
So I called him back off the air, and he says, young fella, you got a lot to learn. I said, what can you teach me? You got to learn to talk in sound bites. I said, what's a sound bite? He said, just answer the question. Then I'll ask you another question. See, I'm violating my own rule now, Ken. I've probably already talked more than 2 minutes without a pause.
Ah.
So the host is the most important key here. He's, remember, I've got the on-off switch. But I already paid for 14 more shows, so forward march. I learned to talk in sound bites. I learned to make the host the star of the show. Because without the host and the connection you've set up here for me, Ken, there would be no show. Isn't that true?
Yes.
So remember, be respectful of your host, whoever he or she is. Talk in sound bites, and keep the audience entertained.
Okay. Well, we do like to be entertained.
We do. So if you're going to be a good talk show guest, you have to have either a story to tell or a product to sell.
Ah, okay. Two things, a story to tell or a product to sell.
So I'm encouraging our listeners, if this were a call-in show, this would be a prime time to get people calling in, but this is not a call-in show. So I'm encouraging our listeners to be thinking, what do you know more about than 95% of the people out there? Everybody's got a favorite topic. Years ago, I learned from Dale Carnegie, only speak on something you've earned the right to speak about, from your own experience or your own education. Does that make sense, Ken?
Sure.
So what is your favorite topic?
Well, one of my favorite is talking to people about electromagnetic fields and the dangers of those, and ways that I've discovered through 12-plus years of research on ways to handle those stresses. So that's a very comfortable and fun topic for me.
Okay, so you know how to make that palatable to the public. You have to have a title that's a grabber. In my seminars, I always reserve time for a session called How to Create Speech or Book Titles That Sizzle and Sell. Because because if you have a blog title like, if an accountant wanted to get on the air and say, all about the 1986 Tax Act.
Yes.
Yawn, yawn, go to sleep. Change the dial right away, right?
Yes.
But if you said, as an accountant, for example, let's pick on accountants again, how to zero out your taxes every year legally?
Got my attention.
See? It's all in titling. In this session called How to Create Titles That Sizzle and Sell, I suggest people go to, the next time they're in the supermarket or 7-Eleven, go to, through the, when you're going through the checkout counter, there's magazines. Pick up Oprah's O Magazine, Cosmo, Red Book. Pick up a copy of the National Enquirer.
Okay.
I don't start laughing, Ken.
Well,
that's... Make them all tax deductible, right?
Yes.
And then you're going to learn to copy great titles.
Ah, okay. That's why we're picking those up.
Yeah, so I honestly believe there's four or five basic needs that people want, not needs wants. They want to grow hair, lose weight, make money, or improve their love life.
All right.
Wouldn't you say it covers most of them?
Yes, I think you got it, Joe. Well,
as long as you're reading, you grab a title that says, you know, how to get five dates in 5 nights or whatever turns you on, you can do this. So there are over 900 radio stations in America. So this guy in New York booked me for 20 shows at $60 each. And I got better with each show, and I learned what to say and what not to say and how to sell books. And so then he called me at the end of 20 shows, you want to do it again? I said, you betcha. He says, $75 a show. Now, I do math real good, Ken. That's $1,500.
Yeah.
He says, well, it's paying off, isn't it? I says, yeah. So I went for it the second time. The third time he called, says, you want to do it again? I says, how much? He says, $100 a show.
Oh.
He'd go up. I said, that's $2,000. And I said to myself, you know, it can't be that difficult. He has somebody in his office pick up the phone and call the radio station. But the question is, which radio stations do you call?
Yes.
Now, that's a secret in PR or anything. You got to know who to call and what to say. So I passed on his $2,000 offer. So I said, I can do this myself. And listeners, you can do it yourself, too. You don't need my book on how to get on radio talk shows. You don't need my audio CD or database. See, if a person wants to get on radio talk shows, there are 11,000 radio stations in America. So you get the directory of 11,000 radio stations like I did 12 years ago and start calling. I hired a young college student, and she and I called and called and called. Find out which ones are talk radio and which ones would do interviews and which ones do interviews by telephone. See, because here we have the technology. Ken, you're somewhere in Denver, I think.
Yes.
And so am I, but it doesn't make any difference. One of us could be in San Diego, California. The other could be in Orlando, Florida. But with the technology that your generation has created for us, Ken, it doesn't make any difference where we're at.
Isn't that convenient?
So what do you think some of the other questions might be that our listeners might be interested in? So now we've been able to identify shows that need guests. What's next?
Right. Well, from there, you'd made mention we need to be able to have a subject to talk about and to make it interesting. Now, you profited from selling a book. How can a person come out good if they don't have a book?
Well, what else do you have to offer? Do you have a CD? Do you have a DVD? Do you have somebody else's book or product? In my seminar on how to speak for fun and profit, I tell people to create a product by simply getting a digital recorder and clip it on your lapel and record every talk you give, whether it be for a Rotary, Kiwanis, Business Professional Women. Go out there and speak and record your talk. So with this little digital recorder that costs $79, you can have a product within a few hours.
Wow.
Is that easy or what?
Yes.
So you got it on a CD. These recorders will record up to 15 hours. So now it's in this little digital recorder, and then you put it in your computer, and you start burning CDs. CDs, by the time you get done with all this, it's going to cost less than a dollar. And what do CDs usually sell for, Ken?
Oh, wow, I see them $10 to $20.
Okay, let's say $10 to $12.
Okay.
So you sell it for $10 or $12. And so what do you call the difference between $10 and the cost of $1?
Profit.
Profit. P-R-O-F-I-T. Was that hard?
No, that was pretty easy. Hey. Well, this is sounding good.
Well, just like this show, it's being recorded now, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's going to go on the internet. And people are listening. So you can get on Ken Lesser's talk show here on the internet, have it recorded, and make sure you get permission from all parties involved. Start putting it on CDs, duplicate it, and label it and sell it.
Boy, that's excellent. That's excellent. I like that.
Are we done? Can we go home now?
Yes. Okay. But there could be more, I'm suspecting. Now there's something, because many people have got good ideas, but the idea of going from an idea to a book, that's challenging for many folks. Can you assist in that area?
Well, believe it or not, self-publishing this year is creating 197,000 new titles in 2007. Last year, there was only 175,000 new books, but this year, nearly 200,000 new titles coming out. See, we are in the advent of self-publishing. We're in the advent of desktop publishing. Ever since Macintosh came out with desktop publishing, 24 years ago, when the first Mac came out, it made it so easy. And of course, I got to give credit to PCs too. I'm still on the Macintosh side, and I always will be, because it's so easy.
Yes.
But here's what you do. Every city in America has a Rotary Club, more than one. In Denver, there are 45.
Mm.
They have Optimist Clubs. They have Business and Professional Women. They have Chambers of Commerce. And they're all looking for speakers, Ken. So you offer your services as a speaker on your favorite subject. You might have to make 3 or 4 phone calls to book one, but that's easy enough done. So you book yourself for a talk at a service club. You get this digital recorder from Radio Shack for $69 or $79. Record your talk, and then you transcribe it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So how do you transcribe a talk? There's several ways. You go on the internet and type in transcriptions, a penny a word. There's people out there that will transcribe your tapes or CDs into text. Only a penny a word.
Ah. Well, that sounds pretty affordable.
Or you can do it even less expensive than that. There's a program for the PC only called Dragon Naturally Speaking, where you talk into this program and it types for you. You don't even have to know how to type.
Wow.
Takes your voice and transcribes it into text.
Oh, you gotta like that.
Well, listeners, are we making it too easy or too complicated?
You
see, I've done this several times myself, created books like How to Get the Job You Really Want and Get Employers to Call You. And then after a couple hundred radio interviews, my second book is called How to Get on Radio Talk Shows All Across America Without Leaving Your Home or Office.
Now, is that first book of yours? Because I don't know if anyone still, with all the changes in the economy and some downsizing and that type of a thing, there may be some people out there that are thinking, could your book really help them get the job they want and get employers to call them?
Only, it'll help them only can if they are willing to, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Throw away your resume. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it?
Throw away the resume?
Resume.
That's my identity.
No. A resume is what you used to do.
Oh.
A resume is always past tense. Have you noticed that?
Uh-huh.
A resume never talks about what you really, really, really want to do.
Okay, that's right.
So my philosophy and the concept in this book on how to get the job you really want, number one, throw away your resume. Number two, decide what you really want to do. And then I have created a special gold form, like G-O-L-D,
uh-huh.
like in goldenrod paper. It's a sales letter that you mail out, not email, but you mail out to companies, and that gets you the interviews.
Mm. Wow. And this magic letter is in the book.
Got it.
Okay.
For example, last Saturday, a week ago, I was interviewed for 30 minutes on a New York radio station. I thought, gee, 30 minutes, that's not very long. But that's all we had, so I went with it. And boy, before the next day was over, I was getting calls and orders from New York, Connecticut, New Jersey. I didn't realize how close those states are on the East Coast. You see, here in Colorado, you can travel 200 miles in any direction, and you're still in Colorado.
Yeah.
But on the East Coast, man, 200 miles, you're through four or five states.
Uh-huh. Yeah, quite different. So
let's stick with radio talk shows. You see, I truly believe you're onto something really great here, Ken, the Internet radio. This is my first Internet radio interview. So after today, I'll no longer be an Internet radio virgin. Because we got to learn that there's more than one way to reach people out there.
Sure.
And I'm excited about what you're doing and the connection we have here with Dawn and others to make this happen.
Yeah. Well, now that we know how to create a book or a CD very easily from our knowledge base, what are some other steps to basically turn that book or CD into that money machine?
Into that money machine. I like those words. Well, these 197,000 books that are going to be created this year have to be sold individually. You see, bookstores don't sell books. They inventory books. Distributors, they inventory books until they're called for. Distributors don't sell books either. They distribute them when they're ordered by the bookstores. And the publishers, the E.P. Dutton, Simon Schuster, Doubleday, all those biggies in New York, they don't sell books either. They print them. There's only one person who sells a book.
Who could that be?
And you'll find his or her name on the cover. The author. Sure, we're playing with each other right now, but I just wish we had listeners calling in because it's so simple because Dan Pointer has written over 100 books, wrote the self-publishing manual, and then he talks about bookstores. This is a quote from Dan Pointer. He says, bookstores are a lousy place to sell books.
Ah.
That's his quote. Bookstores are a lousy place to sell books.
Okay.
Because now we're in the age, day and age of Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and the small independent bookstore is really struggling today. And, of course, if you do get your book in the bookstore wants 40% discount. Distributor wants 55%. So you end up with pennies on the dollar here. Even if you work through Amazon, they're going to want 55% and your book's on consignment. But when you're on talk radio and you give out a toll-free 800 number or a website or a link to your URL to people to order your book, it's 100% retail, and the only costs are the cost of printing the book and then shipping. So, for example, my book on how to get the job you really want sells for $19.95 total. I pay the shipping, and that's all packaged in there. So when a person calls in, they get this 800 number where an operator stands by and takes their information. Now, that's the way I used to do it. Nowadays, Ken, the Internet is taking over, right?
Yes.
So I give out my website, joesabah.com, joesabah.com. People go right there, and with a couple clicks, they download an e-book. So an e-book is 100% profit. There's no cost of printing, no cost of shipping. See what you kids have created for us older folks?
Oh, thank you, kids.
I mean, just for you listeners' sake, you see, I'm 75 now, and Ken's old enough, to, young enough to be my son, I guess, or younger, I don't know, maybe my grandson. But it doesn't make any difference when you're on the air or on the Internet and you're talking about your favorite subject. You just, first of all, you have to entertain your listeners. Second, you have to educate them. And third, leave them something of value. So those are the three steps: entertain, educate, and leave them something of value.
Sure. Well, when we're thinking of things of value, of course, you've made mention of the value of the Internet. And you said that before, do you still use an 800 number, or do you find that of importance?
Yes, I do, Ken. I have an 800 number that comes right into my home and office here. I work out of my home, which is an apartment, one-bedroom apartment, and a den where I set up my computer and phone and all, printer. So the 800 number comes in directly over the line that you and I are talking on right now. Because when I sell my Jaws book, it's usually just an easy sale like that for $19.95. But when it comes to radio talk shows, when I'm asking a person to invest $99 plus $5 shipping, I'll explain that in a little bit. And before they invest $100, they sometimes want to talk to the author. They have some specific questions they want to ask of me. Will it work for my book? Will it work for my subject? I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia. Will it work across the Canadian border?
Okay.
All these questions come up. So 800 numbers, when people call me, it's only a nickel a minute. So quick and easy. Now, you know, I will never turn down a prospective sale for lack of paying 10 or 15 cents for a phone call. And you get these 800 numbers that come into your service by calling the big three, AT&T, who are the other big three?
Well, the Quest.
Yeah, you're in the mountain regions, Quest. But call your local phone service. They all have 800 services available. That's the good news, at about a nickel a minute. Now, the bad news is, most of the 800 vanity numbers are gone. So now they've gone to 877 and 866 and 878. But vanity numbers I tried to get years ago, I wanted to get 800 get jobs. It was gone. Mm-hmm. 800 call Joe. It was gone. Things like that. People remember vanity numbers easier.
Okay.
But there's always something new out there.
All right, so every chance you get to make it easy for people to reach you is important.
Yeah. I've got a friend down here in Littleton, Colorado. Diane's an author. She wrote a book. I can't even remember the name of her book. It was a real long title. But she got a website that's called dianesbook.com. So on the air, she says, just go to dianesbook.com, and there you have all the details. You can even read a chapter and order the book, dianesbook.com.
Ah.
So that's what, when you said make it easy, that's what she did.
Okay. Yeah. Now, when people want to make purchases, of course, they're calling in or whatever. I mean, sending checks doesn't happen as much anymore. People usually want to pay with a credit card.
Yep, that's what you kids have created for us, the credit card world.
Yeah.
Remember, I don't know, you don't remember this, Ken. When I was in high school many, many years ago, our bookkeeping teacher had us do a debate that day. Will checks ever replace cash? Now, this was before credit cards. And I tell that story, I always laugh. because I said, no, checks will not replace cash because we have these new parking meters now. Isn't that funny?
That's great.
We've come a long way.
Yes. Yes, coming into that moneyless society.
So you have to have credit card capability. It's now called shopping carts. So you make sure your website has a shopping cart capability so that they can just type in their credit card number, expiration date, name and address, and click, and the words go ka-ching.
Wow, so you could be sleeping making money.
It's called SWISS, SWISS, SWISS.
Uh-huh.
That stands for Sales While I Sleep Soundly.
Ah.
SWISS, Sales While I Sleep Soundly. And I give credit to my speaker friend, Jim Cathcart, from Southern California. He has great, great books on selling and relationships and all. He gave me that phrase, oh gosh, 10 years ago. Sales While I Sleep Soundly, SWISS. Mm. The internet can take those orders 24/7, never takes a day off, never has a holiday, just goes ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Well, you gotta like that.
Now,
folks.
Ken, I'll bet there's some folks out there saying, Joe, Ken, where'd you get this guy? He's making it sound too, too easy.
Exactly.
Okay, I already told you about my sex show where this guy hung up on me. Then I was doing pretty good after that. Every show had to keep improving, selling 10 books per show, then 20 and 30. I've averaged over the years maybe 40 to 45 books per show. But let me tell you about show number 200.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Show number 200, KXL in Portland, Oregon. They called me at 1 o'clock in the afternoon here. And this gal said, Joe Saban? I said, yep. She said, are you the one that does the interviews on jobs? I said, yep. She said, well, we had you here before, and we need your help today. I said, what can I help you with? She said, we just had a cancellation coming up. Would you be able to do an interview in a half an hour? I said, sure, let me get my bottle of water, get my book. That's all I need.
Uh-huh.
So in a half hour, she called me. We did a fabulous interview for 30 minutes, Ken. She asked the questions. Of course, she asked the questions that I sent her. We'll talk about that in a little bit. She asked the questions. I gave the answers. People called in. It was a fun show. At the end of 30 minutes, it was all over, and I said, thank you, goodbye. And I was married at the time, and my wife, Judy, walked in to the living room and says, what's the matter? You look sick. I said, I am. What's wrong? I said, this was my 200th show, and I forgot to give out the 800 number. She said, oh, no. I said, would you call him and give him the 800 number? She said, no, it's your show. You do it. So I called the show. I said, I forgot to give out the 800 number. I think I salvaged 3 book sales that day, Ken. But one of the things I learned that day is never get too cocky. Never get so polished that you think you know everything. Have a book in front of you. Make sure you cover the 3 steps. There's a formula. If you have a formula for chocolate chip cookies, make sure you put in the chocolate chips. Otherwise, you just have cookies. You don't have chocolate chip cookies.
All right. So we've got to entertain, educate, and give some value.
And when I said she asked me the question, so what question did she ask me? You see, most talk show hosts and producers will not have time to read your whole book. They need help. And the way I help them, Ken, is that I have a list of 10 questions that I will either fax or email them ahead of time so that they know what to ask me. And, of course, these questions are structured around my book. So I already have the answers here. They have the questions, I have the answers, so it makes them look good. And that's what I learned from Charlie in Chicago years ago. Make the host look good.
Yeah. Boy, speaking as a host, you just can never make the host look too good.
Yep, because the host looks good, guess what? You will be invited back. If the host doesn't look very good, he probably won't invite you back. Because after every show, the next step is to send a handwritten thank you in the U.S. mail to the host and the producer, saying, "Sure was a joy to be on your show. Thank you so much for creating the opportunity. Looking forward to doing it again." And I like what Dottie Walter says. "I'm so much better the second time." Are we having fun, Ken?
Oh, this is great.
Well, we having
fun. Now, just to... Now, booking shows, I mean, you said a person could just go down to the library and get the book and then do all this research. But
that's one way.
But that, yeah. Well,
or you can go on the internet and find shows, and then you call them. But that is 11,600 shows out there. So when people start asking me, "Joe, what do you do? How did you do it? And how can I do it?" That's when I sat down on my computer and opened up my Word program, and I said, "Here are the 19 most often asked questions. I'm not going to read them all, but who needs radio talk show guests and why? How do you decide on what to talk about? Getting your ideas into a book format, turning your book into a money machine, so forth." So those were the questions people kept asking me over the years, Ken. So I sat down, and I just started answering those questions. And that became my book, called How to Get on Radio Talk Shows All Across America Without Leaving Your Home or Office. So okay. Then the next most important thing I did was, in addition to the book, they need a database. They need a list of stations. So my first project was to compile over 220 radio stations and needed guests. And it grew to 300 and 500. Now we're up to 922 stations that need guests every day.
Wow, that's a nice market to be able to approach.
So when you think about it...
So you've gone through a lot of bathrobes, I take it.
Yeah, plus I've gotten smarter over the years. You see, Ken, truth be told, since you and I last met in person before you moved out of state and back into state here in Colorado, I went through this thing called a stroke. 3 years ago, I experienced a stroke, put me in a hospital for 6 weeks, where I had to learn to talk all over again. My speech therapist was with me 1 hour a day, A-E-I-O-U, because up till then I was mumbling. So after the stroke experience, I said, "Gee, now what?" Well, radio is still a possibility. I do not have to travel. I do not even have to get dressed up. My jobs book is still a possibility. So God has been good to me. I've been so blessed to be able to recapture my former business with the help of Diana. She's with me 9 to 3 every day. And these are the things that I do all day long. I do my seminars on speaking. I sell my jobs book on radio, and I sell my radio talk show system, which now includes a 19-chapter book, a database of 922 shows. Oh, by the way, let me tell you about those. There's a lot of turnover in talk radio. Hosts and producers come and go regularly, don't they, Ken?
Oh, yes.
And the subject matter changes. Station up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, just changed from talk to polka music.
No.
Because polka is real popular up there in Wisconsin.
Okay.
So they're going to try that out for a while. If that doesn't work, they might go back to talk again.
Sure.
So every January, it takes me 2 months, December and January, I have Diana call 900 radio stations. "Hi, is Charlie Brown still the host of the morning show? Is Sally Smith still the producer? Is your address still 123 Main Street? Is your fax number still..." We verify all this information on 900 shows every year. And just last week, we updated the total database and checked them all. So it's brand new, fresh information. So with my radio talk show system, is it okay if I give out the other details?
Oh, please.
They get a book, 19 chapters on how to get on radio talk shows. They get a CD with 922 shows with the name of the show, the host, the producer, address, phone. Half of them have emails and 98% have faxes. And then they also get another CD. It's an audio CD with a seminar that I've done before a large publishing group called How to Get on Talk Shows. So they get those three items, all for $99 and $5 shipping.
Mm. Wow.
I've been doing this for 12 years now, and it's doing very, over 2,000 people have ordered it so far. So if a person wants that, the easiest, quickest way to go is the website called Saba, my last name, Saba, S-A-B-A-H, radioshows.com.
Okay.
And when it says, how did you hear about this? If you put in Ken, I've got a special bonus I'll send you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So all of you listeners out there that have a lot to say, and even if you're not listening, you'll be hearing from friends about this show, and those of you that want to share more, this is a perfect opportunity to get the way to do it and make money too, because all too often you may have said something to family or friends and didn't get the response you wanted, but now thanks to Joe, there's over 900 venues in which they're craving people to talk, and you have an opportunity to just pop in a CD and access those. And now I'm curious, Joe, are there in this, because you're so polished at doing it, do you help us to learn? Could you share a tip or two about when you're calling?
Wait. You know where polish comes from? Did you ever watch Miyagi? What was it?
Oh,
Karate Kid.
Yes, Miyagi.
How did the Karate Kid get so polished? What do his teachers have him do over and over again?
He practiced.
He had him polishing the hood of that car over and over and over until, you know, that's the only way we do anything good. Good, better, and best. The best only comes when we just stick with something. That's why I tell you two stories. My sixth show, man, I was so green that I didn't know what I was doing. But I did it. I'd already paid for 20 shows, and that's the commitment. When you pay for 20 shows up front, I'm not asking our listeners to do this, but promise yourself you're not going to quit after 5 shows or 10 shows. You keep doing them, and you record every show and play it back to see what you did right and what you did wrong. And the beauty of talk radio, Ken, let's say we're on a station in Dallas, Texas one day. You price the book at $19.95. The next day we're on Portland, Oregon. You can price it at $17.95, see if that makes a difference. And the next day you're in Orlando, Florida, an Orlando, Florida station. You might want to price it at $21.95. So you keep testing out. So you know any calls that you get from Florida will be at $21.95.
Okay.
Is that an easy way to test right prices?
Sure.
You can test special offers that way, too.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it gives you a chance over time to find the pricing point that really works well.
True. And you know what's really sad? When you're listening to a radio station, and that's the homework assignment I'm going to give all our listeners here, if you're in the Denver, Colorado metro area, we have KOA, 850 on the dial, AM dial. We have KHOW, KHOW, 630 on the AM dial. And we have KTALK, KTLK, 710 on the AM dial. So for you younger people, remember I'm 75. When I grew up, all we had was AM. Now we have AM and FM. So you got to remember, most of the talk radio stations are on AM. And more you're switching over to FM.
Okay.
Now, if you're listening to talk radio and you hear a host say, now for the next hour, we're going to have open lines. What does that mean, Ken?
It means you can call in and discuss whatever you want.
Worse than that, it means I don't have a guest.
Oh.
I don't have a guest, so you get to pick the subject. Now, if this host or producer has too many days of open lines, what does the general manager say? Charlie, seems like you're having problems. How about if we let Sally try it for a while? Sally, you got 3 weeks to get her ratings up. We want that phone ringing. So that's why every year there's between 30 and 40% turnover in hosts or producers or subjects or shows.
Ah.
This is a serious business, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's why I don't know whether I want to be in your shoes, Ken. How often do you do this show?
Weekly.
So 52 times a year, you've got to find a good guest, right? Not just a guest, but a good guest. And that way you get to keep your spot.
Yeah.
You're just like a minister. You've got to come up with 52 sermons. So when Joe Saba and other people call radio stations and pitch our idea for a show, we're not bothering these hosts and producers. We are a solution to their problem. Because all of them have the same problem that Ken Lesser has. I got to find me a guest. I got to find me a good guest. I got to find me a good guest that's going to get the phone ringing. That way I get to keep my job.
Yep. There you go.
Am I exaggerating too much, Ken, or is this a true story about...
No, you've got to... You've definitely... when you're in an entertainment media, they say a speaker without an audience is unemployed.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So that's... my listeners, I want you to, you know, to realize that actually when you're approaching this, from what Joe is explaining, the odds are really in your favor. And Joe, I want to thank you for having the savvy to update your records because of all that turnover, so that when people get in touch with you and get the system, they're set up. And I'm curious, repeat customers when it comes, you know, the next year and the next year, how do you, can we continue to get updates from you?
One of the phrases I learned from the grocery store is, you've been to the supermarkets buying groceries and they always have these buy one, get one offers.
Yeah.
They call them BOGO, B-O-G-O. Well, I adopted that philosophy here a couple years back, Ken. Buy one, get one. Which means any time that a person buys my radio talk show system, they not only get the 19-chapter book, the audio CD, the database CD, but the fourth thing I'm including nowadays is a letter that says, any time in the future you want another set of updates, you get those at no extra charge. So even though this is 2007, and we just updated it 2 weeks ago, in 2008... If you want another set of updates, or 2009, whatever, there's no expiration date on this offer. You get those by simply emailing me at jsaba@aol.com or calling 303-722-7200. I like to make things so easy that people say, man, that's the kind of person I like to do business with.
Yeah.
Because that's where the referrals come in, repeat business comes in. People say, you know, he's been around for 12 years on just this one subject, and it's working.
Mm. Wow. And all this, of course, is in the book, ways to approach being a credit card merchant. Now there's that thing. Do you need much anymore, a press kit of getting the information out?
Once upon a time, press kits were so valuable. And a press kit used to be a 9x12 envelope with a big glossy photo and press releases and three or four sheets of paper. But nowadays, I have found that they are a waste. First of all, press refers to printing press. That's newspapers and magazines. So if we're going to use the term properly, Ken, now called a media release.
Hmm.
Media means electronic media. means radio, television, internet. But even more important than that, I was president of the Colorado Independent Publishers 5 years ago, and we had a personality from KOA, our big 50,000-watt station here in Denver. And I said, do you get many faxes? She said, oh, yeah. I said, how many faxes do you get a day? She said, oh, between 600 and 700. I said, you're kidding. Because I was thinking, faxing is a good way to go. I said, what do you do with all these faxes? She said, nothing. She said, I think the fax machine just sits at the edge of the desk right above the wastebasket. I don't know whether she was serious or kidding. She said, now, if you're going to fax me something, Joe, call me first and send me a one-pager. See, faxes are getting inundated. Emails, it's too easy to delete, delete, delete.
Mm-hmm.
So people often ask me, Joe, what's the best way to book radio talk shows? I said, well, first of all, talk shows are a vocal medium, not a written medium. So the best way to book radio talk shows is to pick up the telephone. Pick up the telephone and call them. Yes, but what do I say?
Yes.
And I says, okay. In that case, you turn to chapter, let's see. Chapter 9 says, use the telephone to book radio talk shows. So on page 33 of my book on how to get on radio talk shows, I have a script, word for word. Here's what you say. When the reception says, this is radio station KXYZ, you say, good morning, may I speak with Sally Jones, please? She's usually the producer. And then she'll say, well, Sally's on the air right now. Will you want her voicemail? Well, Ken, my philosophy is never, ever leave voicemail.
Okay.
So instead of saying voicemail, say, well, what's the best time for me to call Sally back? And the receptionist will say, well, as soon as she goes off the air, she's out of here. She's gone for the rest of the day. So you better call her before she goes on the air. So the first call has taken 30 seconds, and so you've made an appointment to call. This way you stay in control. So you call back and say, hi, Sally, my name is Joe Saba. I understand you're in charge of scheduling guests for the Jim Brown Show. Is that correct? See, we always ask minor questions. The reason for my call, Sally, I'm the author of a book called How to Get the Job You Really Want and Get Employers to Call You. I believe this important information can help your listeners do three quick things, and I give her three bullet points. Does this sound like something that could be of help to your listeners and get your phone ringing? That's the magic words, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Get your phone ringing.
Ah.
If you were on a live show right now, her success depends on how many calls they get in an hour. And that's how she keeps her job.
Mm. And so by mentioning that that's the net result of having you being interviewed, of course there's motivation to say, yes, let's book you. Wow.
So I'm finding that every time I make three phone calls to stations, I book one show. First of all, two of them, they're on the air, they're off today, they're out to lunch. But it's a voicemail world, and I don't want to leave voicemail, so I stay in control by calling back.
Well, there's good advice. I like that. So as convenient as a voicemail sounds, you're just not finding it effective at getting return calls.
So tell me, Ken, about how many more minutes do we have left?
We've got about two more minutes.
See, this is the most valuable thing I can leave with your listeners. When they say, we're going to take a break for traffic and weather, and then come back to wrap up with Joe, say, wait, would you get your listeners to get pencil and paper? I want to give them three tips on how to turn every job interview into a job offer. So when we get back from the traffic and weather break and the host says, okay, Joe, we're ready to wrap up. We got two more minutes. I give them those three tips. And I said, oh, by the way, the 800 number to order the book is 1-800-945-2488. That number again, 1-800-945-2488. That's the way I close every interview, Ken. where he gives people something of value. 3 tips to turn every job interview into a job offer.
Okay. So that's a great wrap-up. Wow. Well, my beloved listeners, I'm just excited for your prospects of expanding what you can do to turn some of your knowledge into some actual very substantial. I mean, even in today's, with inflation, $376,000 in the book sales that you did, Joe, that's some substantial green.
Yep, all without leaving home.
Thank you
for the opportunity. You've created a whole new arena for me out there called Internet Talk Radio. I'm excited, looking forward not only to measure results of this, but to see if that would be another avenue to add to my next book. Or maybe you could write a book. Internet Talk Radio.
That's right.
Ron can write a book. You know, life is so easy.
Absolutely. When you get the right attitude and you get a little bit of support.
Here's the 3 keys. Do something, write about it, sell it. Do something, write about it, and sell it. Here ends the sermon.
There you go. Remember that. And folks, remember you can go to Joe Sabah, that's SABAH.com. And what was your other website, Joe?
Sabah, SABAH, radioshows.com.
Okay. And then to reach you, at the 303-7...
That's a toll-free 800 number, Ken.
Okay.
Because I hear you saying we're reaching the whole United States and Canada.
All right.
1-800-945-2488. That's 1-800-945-2488. I'll pay for the call.
All right. Joe, God bless you. You keep on helping folks and... Beloved listeners, I wish you an absolutely wonderful week and look forward to bringing you more value each time you tune in week after week and let more people know about the good we're doing. Well, God bless you. God bless you, Joe.
He does every single day.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. You keep on.
Okay.
Love to all. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.